sleep.
Oh, no, that was just a little sort of a little cast party little group.
Within the theater.
Within the theater department. But that was the that was a joke they'd pull at the first cast party every time a show would open. On the new people, and everyone else knew what the score was. And it took them, it was strange because we'd have well, my advisor, who was just a wonderful woman, I was in love with her for years, who was an associate, not quite, whatever it is, they didn't give her tenure, so she left. But she was just, oh, fantastic. She just immediately pulled off her blindfold. You know, right away, she caught on. She said, oh, she was great. I still haven't gotten over her, you know.
When you were a kid, did you ever play any games that involved hiding?
Hide and go seek, right.
Kick the can.
Kick the can.
Yeah. Somebody else told me about a game called Kick the Can.
Well, I don't know about it, no.
What? How about games that involved standing in line and running?
Well, it'd be, standing in line. And there's some game where you lock arms and you're supposed to run and try to break through. But I can't remember what the name of it was. I did play it.
Red Rover? Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. Red Rover. And then there's Capture the Flag, of course.
I don't know that one.
That's where each person has a flag and you're supposed to guard it. And you're supposed to get the flag and take it back into your territory. And,
where was the flag? Just lying on the ground? Or did somebody hold it?
Well, there was like a someone who would be like the goalie, you know, the flag guardian, and everyone else was teams, and this was specifically played in the dark.
Oh.
And you were supposed to infiltrate and get the flag and then carry it back over to where your side of the battlefield was.
Okay.
You know, another one of those excuses for pre-adolescent groping, I guess. You know, body contact, that type of stuff.
How about games you played standing around in a circle?
Standing around in a circle. Now there was one where you'd take a ball and you'd throw it at someone in the circle.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, what was the name of that game?
We called it dodgeball.
Dodgeball, that's right. Rope dodgeball. I haven't played it in a while. Maybe I should start back.
Yeah.
You know, it was fun, you know.
We used to play what we called monkey in the middle of it. It was just one person. Other games involving balls besides kicking, besides football
and baseball. No.
Games involving pucks?
Pucks. No hockey in the South.
Tin cans?
Well, I guess the telephone, you know, was about it. The string and the tin can, but... Oh, well, there was another thing, is fireworks were very big. Mm-hmm. And we would all get the cherry bombs, you know, and put them under tin cans and blow them up, or blow up people's mailboxes was another funny thing. My years from fifth grade to eighth grade was just vandalism, sneaking out of the house at night, just rolling houses, and egging, and other things much worse, rolling tires down a hill into a highway, throwing mock oranges at cars while they were speeding along the road.
What kind of oranges?
Mock oranges.
What are those?
It's some sort of it's not an edible fruit. They're big and green. They're from the South, and they're about as big as a softball, and they have a skin texture like an orange, but rougher.
Are they citrus?
Oh, no, you can't eat them.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what they are.
They grow around here?
Yeah.
Were there any rough games that you played, any games involving somebody that had overhead?
Well,